Montel Whitney started college in 1973 at the University of Utah without knowing what she wanted to be when she grew up. She started studying politics and theater, but was so disengaged, she nearly dropped out. My stepmother, who was not my favorite person, had told me I should take this test, and I had really been avoiding it. Whitney says, referring to an interest inventory exam that compared the test taker's proclivities to those of workers in various fields. Frustrated, Whitney finally capitulated and took the test. To her surprise, the results suggested she might enjoy computers. By the time Whitney entered the world of computer science, our cultural stereotype of how a computer genius looks and acts had already been established. But in tech's earliest days, programmers looked a lot different. In fact, they looked like women. In his History of the Internet, The Innovators, Walter Isaacson points out that while men focused on building computer hardware in the industry's early days, it was women who pioneered the equally important task of developing software, that is, telling the machines what to do. By the late 1960s, however, the computer industry was growing and becoming more lucrative, so much so that Cosmopolitan's editor-in-chief, Helen Gurley Brown, decided to alert her readers to the healthy, non-secretarial salaries being offered. A 1967 article called The Computer Girls let it be known that a girl senior systems analyst gets $20,000 and up, equivalent to making roughly $150,000 a year today. The photo of a real-life IBM systems engineer, Ann Richardson, appeared alongside the piece, sporting a dress, pearly earrings, and a short bouffant. She smiled broadly as she pointed to a computer screen.